This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We have actually a very short shir today because I have to catch a flight to Eretz Yisrael. But I don't want to leave without saying goodbye. So I want to share with you five short Divrei Torah on Parshas Re'eh from the Sefer Penine Kedem. The first one on the Psukim Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Dal through Hey Ve'ibadetem Hashemam. You should destroy their names of Avodah Zarah. Lo Sasa Kein LaHashem Lekechem. Don't do this for Hashem your God. Kiyim al Hamakom Asher Yivchar Hashem. Only the place that Hashem has selected. That implies, don't destroy Avodah Zarah. Destroy Avodah Zarah. Don't do that to God. Only in the Beis Hamikdash. What? Only in the Beis Hamikdash? You should destroy the name of Hashem. What's the simple reading of the pasuk? How do you understand the simple reading of the flow of the psukim? Hagoin Rab David Ha'abelio. He brings the smichos of the psukim, and it's quoted by the Chida and the Nachal Kidumim. That, yes, in the Beis HaMikdash you do erase the name of Hashem. How? For a soita. By the soita, you erase the name of Hashem. So it says, or destroy the name of Avodah Zarah. Don't do that to Hashem. Only where? In the Mikdash. In the Mikdash, yeah, for the Soita. Okay, that's the first. Number two, Aser to Aser. Take tithes. Give 10%. This comes from Rabbi Akiva, the Avbezin of Frankfurt. Shailus Uchuvas Eitan Ho'ezrachi. Of Agoin Rav Avram HaKoyin Rappaport. He brings, take the word Ta'aser. Ta'aser has a numerical value of 970. And take Meiser off that word. Ta'aser is 970. 10% of 970 is 97. Mazlecha, your mazel. This is a remez that by giving tzedakah, by giving Meiser, you become wealthy. Ta'aser, take the word ta'aser, 970. Aser, take meiser from it. Take 10% of 970. That's mazlecha, that's 97. Okay. We now come to the pasuk. Hishamer lecha pen yadavar mlevavcha belial. Be careful lest there be something in your heart. Belial, without a yoke. The Gemara in Bava Basra says, this is talking about somebody who doesn't give tzedakah, someone who hides his eye from tzedakah. It's as if he's oyved avodah zarah. What's the explanation why not giving tzedakah is like idolatry? In the Sefer Eretz Chemda is published Drashos of the Chavos Yair. He says like this, Na'ase Adam, let us make man. Who's God talking to? So Chazal say, there's a medrash, Hashem is speaking to the Oishar. He's saying, let's make man. Hashem says, I'll make man, and you support him. So the Nasa is going on the partnership of God and the wealthy man. But if the wealthy man doesn't want to give tzedakah, and he's destroying that partnership, then the only way to interpret Nasa Adam is that, heaven forbid, there are two powers. That's Avodah Zarah. So failure to give tzedakah brings to Avodah Zarah, because the true interpretation of Nasa Adam is the partnership of God and the Oishar. But if the Oishar doesn't want to partake of that partnership, he doesn't want to honor that partnership, then people will mistakenly think the interpretation is that there are two gods. And fine. Now we come to Nasoin Titein. You should surely give. What do you mean you should surely give? Why double ashay? Nasoin Titein. Says the Sefer Divrei Yosef, based on the Gemara Ksubis about Mar Ukva, he would send to an Ani 400 Zuz Erev Yom Kippur. One time he sent the money with his son. His son said, the Ani doesn't need it. Mar Ukva said, why not? He says, look, he's pouring old wine. He's very wealthy. Mar Ukva said, ah, he's such a mafunak. I need to send him more. So from here we see that the Oisher is not the arbiter. He's not the judge on what the Ani needs. Sometimes someone is used to a certain standard. So if they're used to a certain standard, you should supply that standard. Therefore, Nasain Titen Lai implies, keep on giving. If you know he needs more, give him again. Even if he doesn't really need more, but he's accustomed to more. The double lashon indicates that sometimes you give again, not necessarily because he needs, but because that's what he's accustomed to. And finally, by the Yom Tov of Shavuos, it says, V'samachta b'chagecha v'hayosayim v'hamana asher b'kirbecha. And by Sukkot, it says, V'hayosayim v'hamana asher b'sharecha. Why by Shavuos does it say b'kirbecha? And why by Sukkot does it say b'sharecha? Says the Meshech Chachma, on Shavuos, the aniyim are scattered in the fields to gather leket shekhampeya. So it says bikirbecha, because they're among you. They're among you. But on Sukkot, they're not in the fields anymore. It's chag ha'asif. So now they're back in the city. They're bisharecha. The amazing observation of the Meshech Chachma, Bezos Hashem, coming up in the beginning of Elul, is the 100th yard site of Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk. What an amazing observation. Incredible. That by the Yom Tov of Shavuos, it says, Bikirbecha, because they're in the field, they're amongst you. But by the Yom Tov of Sukkot, they're back in the city, they're in the gate, it says, Bisharecha. Okay, these are five short Divrei Torah on Parshas Re'eh. Number one, don't destroy the name of Hashem only in the Beis HaMikdash. The Chida interprets it, it's referring to the Saita. The Maser of the word Ta'aser is Mazlecha, indicating that your Mazel will improve by giving tzedakah. The Eretz Chemda brings in the Chavos Yoyer that the reason why not giving tzedakah is considered like Avodah Zarah is because you're causing people to misinterpret Nasa Adam, not that it's referring to two Rishuyos. The double Lashon of Nasein Titein is even if you see that he has what he needs, but he doesn't have what he's accustomed to. And Rav Meir Simcha's observation, why by Shavuos it says Bikirbecha, and by Sukkot it says Bisharecha. I'm sorry I have to cut out short today. I want to wish everybody well. Bracha v'atzlacha. Yimal Hashem kol mishpachas libcha l'tova. Rav Isaac, I need your number. I need your number.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.